Not quite out of my league yet, but I'm getting close. But, yeah, I can probably do that. I do have an external CD drive that I plug in, because none of my laptops have CD drives in them. But I've got an external. I can do it that way, I suppose.
That's true. Those are the same things I've been going through for a couple of weeks. I went hunting for my CD because I had one laptop that didn't have a CD thing on it. So I went hunting for them, and I couldn't find it. And I said, okay, I'm just going to use the MZeta drive and be done with it. So I've been going through the same thing you're going through for the last couple of weeks. But it'll be worth it.
Now, if I can find physical countertop space to put all these things on and get them all crunching, that would be good. I am assuming, yeah, I opened an account, and I actually did join your team. I'm assuming I can hop onto that from different computers and it won't get all confused and stuff.
Yeah, that's just through the browser. Is that what you're talking about? Just browsing to where the team is and the team stats? Yeah, that can be kind of confusing, because the way they build that software, you can configure your machines through that interface, or you can use the Bionic Manager from the software that you installed on your laptop. You can use either one to control your machines. I find it better to use the one that you download and that's running on your laptop versus the one that the web interface. Let me check to see if there's anybody else that wants to check in. I'll get right back to you, John. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have any other stations all the way through the alphabet. Like, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Check in and out N4SMH, November 4th here at Mike Hotel. Hope y'all having a good night.
Okay, for you, area. I've already checked in. Just have me direct to you when you get a point.
Okay, net control, like to recognize N4SMH. That's Josh in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Josh. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KN4URE, is that Jeff? If I've got that right, I've got you on the rag chew list. Is that you, Jeff?
Appreciate it.
Okay, you'll be next on the rag chew. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. KN4RJN, W4DJW. Back to you, John.
Looking at the MZeta boards on Amazon. And there's one here for $90 and another one for $45. I'm looking for the cheap ones.
I get the ones that are 128 gigabytes and they're around $30-something dollars. And then you've got to get the board that they pop into that has a USB plug on the end of it.
On a USB plug. Here's one. Xeno MZeta, 128 gigabyte. $29.89. Sounds like a winner.
Yeah, that's a pretty cheap hard drive for a laptop if you want to do something like number crunching, and then you just want to be able to go back to your other operating system, you know, just by pulling that thing out, reboot, or shutting it off, pull it out, and reboot. You're back to your old computer again. And they're pretty fast. They're extremely fast. They're a lot faster than like a 7200 RPM internal hard drive. They'll run circles around those, so I think you'll like that.
Well, despite the current economic situation, I think I can probably spare $30.
And it's a good learning experience. What else you got for us? I'm going to get down here to these other guys waiting to rag chew. What else you got for us tonight, John?
That's about it, but I may give you a call sometime tomorrow if you're not terribly busy.
That'll be perfectly fine. You've got my number.
I'll get out of the way. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Appreciate you signing up to crunch against COVID-19, John. Talk to you later. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up this evening is Jeff, KN4URE. Jeff, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KN4URE.
What's going on tonight, Jeff?
They're over at the first responder testing site at the convention center in Greenville, and any of our ARES members are more than welcome to come by. they feel symptomatic and need to be tested, and come on by and we'll get them results within 24 hours so we can get them back in service. With all this weather situation going back on, we want to make sure people are healthy and get them there if we need them. On another side note, we have a lot of extra computers that are older that we don't use anymore, that are county computers. If that's something that can help you, let me know. We'd be happy to turn over some of them. Some of them, the hard drive's going to be destroyed on. Some of them aren't, but I'd love to help you out in any way we can.
Yeah, what we're doing there is running them, running a distributed computing application on them that downloads from Berkeley a file that has instructions on sequencing the genome for the COVID-19 protein, right? And it takes a lot of CPU. It takes millions and millions of cycles, or trillions of cycles. We're up in the trillions. And so if you've got a CPU that's just sitting there doing nothing, I can send you, if you're good on QRZ, if your email is good on QRZ, I can send you a file that gives you the instructions on how to download it, set it up so that it can pull work units and process them and upload them. And then if you wanted to, you could join our team and contribute that those crunched work units to our team. That's the thing that makes it fun, right? There's a lot of teams out there. There's millions of people on different teams, and there's stats like you wouldn't believe, you know, this team versus that team, and we're all crunching for a good cause, but you also get some good camaraderie out of it by being on a team that's crunching against another team. It just makes number crunching fun.
Four, and I have an entire office full of computers that I've sent people home to work from home, so they're in all their desktops of our office. Again, they're kind of computers, but I'm an admin on them, can add whatever we need to. So I'd love to use those computers that are sitting there doing nothing to benefit solving this virus any way we can. So if you want to send me an email, it's jfowler, F-O-W-L-E-R, at greenvillecounty.org. And I'll help you in any way we can. I'd love to be a part of that and help in any way I can.
Okay, I was typing that in to make sure that I got it. I got Jay Fowler at GreenvilleCounty.org. Jay Fowler at GreenvilleCounty.org, correct?
She sent me an email. We'll work on that, getting it on all of our extra computers that are sitting around. I have a lot of old computers we can use as well, but a lot of current computers that are just not in use due to sending my people home right now.
Okay, and you can configure them remotely. I have some instructions for how to do that, too, so that when they get back to work, you can turn them down so that they don't take up, and you can put schedules on them, too, so that they only do crunching when nobody's using them. All right, you can set some hours between these hours and those hours, don't do it. But in the off hours, do it, right? Or you can say, give it only 50% of the CPU and only 50% of the memory so that it doesn't impact what they're doing. A lot. I mean, it's tailored for doing exactly what you're talking about doing. The software is tailored for that. So if you've been around the computers at all, you can find your way around that pretty quick. But I'll send you the information on that. And if you want to join our team, it's Team Sci-Fi. I'll put it in there. So there's like three major components. There's Bionic, which is the thing that processes the work units. There's Rosetta at Home, which is the project that you load into Bionic. Right, and then there's our team, Team Sci-Fi, that we're reestablishing back from the 90s and the early 2000s that gets credit for what it is that you're doing. So, you know, that's the camaraderie among the team. But I'll send that to you. You download the Bionic software. You select the Rosetta at Home because they're one of the few that are crunching for COVID-19, and then you join up with our team to help the team out when we're competing against other teams. Anyway, appreciate that, Jeff.
You sent me information. I have about 40 computers running on Windows 10. I know I can get set up Monday to get crunching for us. And I got some older computers we can start working on after that. But send me an email. If I have any questions, I'll definitely shoot them to you. But I'll get as many computers as I can running. And there's a lot of other county departments that aren't running their computers at the moment, and I'll try to get them on board as well and keep them rolling. I'm also a representative with DHEC, so they have a whole lot of computers that aren't doing anything. because a lot of their offices are shut down, so we'll get those running on it as well.
That would shoot you to the top of the list, I'm sure. There's one other guy that's, he's got some 24 core machines and 32 core machines. We're all battling to catch up to him. One of the reasons I'm scrounging around for old laptops and stuff like that, but with that kind of a presence of CPUs, that would shoot you right up to the top of the list. Anyway, I'll get that off to you, Jeff. What else you got for us this evening?
Maybe if you're in Greenville, I might be able to pass some computers your way to be able to add those to them so that it's not all... If you can handle some of our older computers for me, would help me out a lot, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah. Well, just shoot me an email. Once I get connected with you, we can discuss all that over email. I appreciate you doing that, Jeff.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right, you got anything else for us before I go back to the net?
Got a can for you, Uri.
All right, appreciate it, Jeff. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, N4SMH, recheck.
Go ahead.
Send me that over. I got a 16-core Xeon sitting over here not doing anything at the house. I'll be glad to throw that on there and let her start running.
Okay, I'll include you to that, and I'll include you with the team information as well. That's pretty good. We're getting some pretty good people signing up. Not bad at all. Help fight the fight against COVID-19. What, you got anything else?
Good to hear you on the air. I finally got the radios turned back on here after a small hiatus, but glad to hear everybody tonight. Just thought I'd say hello and sounds fun. I've done some SETI at home stuff, so same engine, kind of, sort of. But yeah, sounds good. Just send me that over. N4SMH back to Steve.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-minute net. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Okay, tomorrow night it will be W2MJB. Mark will be running the net, and I'm sure he would appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Have I missed anyone for Rag 2, or have I missed any comments? Call W4DJW. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and upload my net report. It should come out over there in just a second. W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.